Hello, everybody. This is Father Tadros Hermina. It's always my pleasure being with you in this great program, Peace and Love. In our episode, Be the One, Lead the Way, we are going to complete the different styles of leadership. In the different styles of leadership, we have contemporary and extraordinary. We talked about the contemporary style of leadership as an example of it, the transactional leader. And then we started the extraordinary, and we talked about the extraordinary leadership and those who are focusing on people. They are caring about people as well as the business. In this extraordinary leadership, we have three forms: servant leadership, authentic leadership, transformational leadership. Servant leadership, which we talked about last episode, it's talked about the help. They believe in help. H-E-L-P. H, healing others' emotion. E, empowering others. L, looking forward, having long-term plan to their employees and to the business. And P, putting followers first. They are always believing in the development of people as the development of the business, believing also that the development of the business cannot be happen without the development of people. Today, we are going to talk about the second form of the extraordinary style of leadership, which is called the authentic leader. Authentic leader, they are like servant leaders, but they have more things. What are they? Number one, they listen more to the followers, so they can know better their needs to satisfy them. And they listen also to their ideas, and they can develop them or use them to improve the business. So they will be motivated, I mean the employees, by using their ideas. They are highly talented in listening. That's number one. So they are servant leaders, the authentic leader, they are servant leaders. They always healing others' emotion, empower and motivate others, and putting the followers first. They have a very long-term plan and look forward. It's exactly like the servant leader, but moreover, something very important. They listen more to the followers. They are good listeners. Listen, not just listening without application. Believe me, many times we are just listening to make others feel that we are, you know, like taking care of them. But in reality, we are not. We can listen to others, just listening. But their opinion will never matter. But we have to pretend in front of everyone that we are good listeners. As a leader, that we are listening to our employees, but at the end of the day, you are going to do what you see. Authentic leaders are not believing in this. They believe in really the power of the employees, the power of the followers. They listen because of two things. Number one, for the development of the business. They listen to new ideas. They can develop the ideas or use it as it is. And by the way, if you listen to your employees and you fulfill and you did their ideas, they will be highly motivated. Believe me, even without any incentives. Sometimes money is not a motivator, but psychological motivation is number one. So many times just listening to their ideas and put it in real application, this is the most powerful motivation for your employees. Moreover, they listen to their needs, because many times you satisfy others' needs from your point of view, not from their point of view. And this is a big mistake for leaders. Number two, which make them having much more priority than the servant leader, that they give their followers hand by assisting them in their jobs. So not just training them, no. They give them hand. They show them by modeling. So they teach them by being a model to them and by practical training through themselves, which proved their humbleness as leaders and help develop the followers faster. So authentic leaders, they are always giving hand to the followers, not just training them, not just giving them practical sessions, but they themselves believe in doing the practice with them, doing the practice with them. So if you want to train someone and you are this type of authentic leader, you are going to take your employees whom you trained and you are going to show them by yourself, not just train them, show them by yourself how you are doing so and so and so and so. That helps them a lot to develop. We have an example of the authentic leader in the Bible, Joseph in the Old Testament. He put a very clear plan, and it was a very successful plan for the plague which happened in Egypt at that time. And remember, he was the second man in Egypt, right after Pharaoh. Joseph assists everyone and showed them how to apply his idea to save Egypt from the plague. So yes, he did. He showed them. This is the authentic leadership. To show by example, by role model, by assisting. That's why they are always giving hand to their employees. So again, the authentic leader is the servant leader, but moreover, they have two more options. Number one, they listen to their followers for two main things. A, to satisfy the followers' need, and B, to listen to their ideas because they are sure that it will be helpful to the company, to the business, to the organization, whatever, profit or non-profit, and they believe in their capabilities. So either to develop their ideas or use it as it is for the success of the organization. Point number two, that the authentic leaders, they give hand to the followers, not just train them in centers or far away. They believe in the role model practice. They practice with them by themselves so that they will be able to show them how to do the job, not only by training them. And by the way, that helps the followers a lot for much more confidence because they see you as a leader doing what you ask them to do. And that helps them to give them more confidence in you and more confidence in themselves. More confidence in you because they see, and they see how expert you are, and more confidence in you because more confidence in themselves because they see how they can develop. One may ask, so if I'm not, I'm the leader, but I'm not expert in what in this point, but I know whom I can help. At least attend with them, tell them that this is something good. I'm going to learn with them. As a leader, if you attended the sessions, the training with them, just the attending, you will show them that this is something very successful. And even if you are not doing it because that's not your area, maybe you are the leader of the company or the leader of the business, but it's not your area. Like, for example, you are the priest of the church and you have a scout team. You shouldn't be from the scout team to have a scout team. No, but at least attending with them, helping them, showing off, this will help the servants to perform better. Implementing your ideas and showing them your vision. This is how to give them a hand, like always being with them. If they need your support in anything, for example, like money issues, you will be there for them. So you are not a scout professional, but you show them what can be done in some sort of assistant, like finance, like activities. But the rules and the stuff, it's theirs. But again, having this will help you to help your team to grow. We are looking for more growth to our companies, to our organization, profit and the non-profit organizations. That's why we are here. We need to implement our Christianity in a scientific base. God created us and created us with all that skills, and He created all that style. But now it is differentiated under a scientific form. Let's use this for the growth of our communities, parents, kids, profit and the non-profit organizations. Review yourselves. Are you extraordinary? Are you servant or authentic leader? Looking forward to being with you in our next episode about transformational leader. Thank you so much again. My name is Father Tedros Hermina, the priest of St. Peter Coptic Orthodox Church, located in West Palm Beach in Florida. And I am the one responsible for the lead program in the Diocese of the Southern United States. You can reach us at www.theleadprogram.org. Thank you so much. Looking forward to being with you soon.